Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Wake up out there. Hey, good evening and good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. This is Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet with a few reminders, update, and music. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals with consultants in education, workshops, higher ed. But we focus on the young minds of our youth over here. We'd like to bring you in, and it is April 1st. Mm-hmm. Some people call it April Fool's Day, okay? But this is the beginning of Mercury retrograde, and that means that everything is performing in a backward motion, okay? So do your planning, set your goals, sit kind of still, and be aware, because Mercury is that communication planet, and you can have a lot of different type of behaviors going. So pay attention. Sometimes you become more irritable. You get unfocused. You're prone to misunderstandings and conflicts. And sometimes you'll have mental health issues, you know, such as depression and anxiety, you know. And this technology messes with technology, your cell phones, your computers, everything is going haywire. That is the communication. You know, everything is spiritual and it spins. So what you want to do is spend your energy inside. You want to go inside, sit a little still, set up your plans. And Mercury will be in retrograde. This will be from April 1st until April 25th. And after that, it takes off. So when it's flying with those golden wings, you want to make sure all of your stuff is in order out there. So you want to spend time exploring the inner workings of your mind and taking time to reflect. That's why we just want to just make it short and sweet here. But we wanted to give you that reminder. We are in Mercury retrograde. Retrogrades are serious out there. You know, for those of you who don't know a lot about the planetary information, start doing your research, because we're all part of the universe. And whatever's moving out there, we're moving right with it. So you have to do your research so you can understand what's moving up around you, okay? Now, for my diabetics out there, I want to ask you a question. I know you are sick and tired of sticking and pricking, wondering what to eat, what not to eat, being lied to, confused. You want to check out this Thursday, which is April 4th. Dr. Glenda Davis is having a master class. It's free, okay? The website to register for that class is www.exposingdiabetes.com/truth. I'm going to give it to you again. www.exposingdiabetes.com/truth. And what you're going to hear from Dr. Davis is the truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, we've been lied to about a lot of things here. So check it out. Take out the time to go find out what you need to do, what you can do, and to unleash those lies that you have been living with for quite some time. We've all been exposed to it. Okay, Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes Masterclass is Thursday, April 4th. All right? When you see it, the email address also is thehappyhealthyteam.com. Thehappyhealthyteam.com. You want to check that out. You want to unlearn and relearn again about your life, your body, and your health so that you can continue to live. I know you're tired of sticking and pricking out there, and I know you're tired of being lied to. So I'm just going to give you these reminders and this update. Now, May 11th, NCCW, National Council for Colored Women, that's Stephanie Haynes, our Tuesday night host's organization. They will be having a purple hat, a luncheon. And you want to attend that too? Get your tickets now because they sell out very, very, very quick. It's a great affair. Great gifts, great people, great networking, good food. You will be happy that you're attending that. And all the ladies have on purple hats, so any shade or any hue you want to put on, it's a great event. That's going to be May 11th, but you don't want to wait. And in order to go on their website, it is nccwviewparkla.com. I'll repeat it again, nccwviewparkla.com. You want to go in there and get those tickets. We're going to come in. So, you know, I always give you a quote, yeah, from my favorite mentor. You know, and I want you to listen to this and be reminded, where can we find the royal road to reformation and change? Emerson declared, not he is great who can alter matter, but he who can alter my state of mind. He strongly urges us to undergo an inner reformation. I want you to be assured that the challenge to which we set our today, that our human revolution is the royal road to bringing a reformation in our families, local regions, and societies. An inner revolution is the most fundamental and at the same time the ultimate revolution for enduring change in all things. It's all about change out here. See, the stars out there are changing. They sit back, they take a rest, they pull back. But they go for that inner revolution, as we have to go for that inner revolution and get things going. So I just say again, welcome in to Mind for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet. Sit back and relax and start your week off right. It's going to be a great week. A great week. Thunder.
I'm telling these tears, boy, fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua, that's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts, yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression, yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
That's right, a winner never quits on themselves. And here we don't believe in retreat or defeat. We're victorious, okay? We're the sun, you and I, everybody. And we want to continue to shine out there. And do not allow anyone to bend our sun rays. You know, in the philosophy of Buddhism, it holds that everything is in a constant state of flux. Thus, the question is, we are to accept change passively and be swept away by it, or whether we ought to take a lead and create positive change on our own initiative. While conservation and self-protection might be linked to winter, night, and death, the spirit of pioneering and attempting to realize ideas evokes images of spring, morning, and birth. You know, it's all about change. You have to not have be afraid and get out there and do it. And on that note, for all of you persons that love gospel music, my friend has a group that's called Trinity Chosen Vessels. They will be in concert May 5th. Yeah, I'm telling you this early so you can put it on your calendar and get yourself ready. That's going to be in Pasadena at 1106 Lincoln Avenue. And it's going to be a nice, nice concert. In order to get some information, you want to call Wilma. And the number is 323-646-8883. Again, ask for Wilma. The number is 323-646-8883. Things happening here. And April the 12th in Lamert Park, the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts, there is going to be a tribute to Harry Belafonte. You want to check that out, too. Go to Eventbrite and key it in. It's going to be two young ladies there that's going to put on a show for you, a tribute to Harry Belafonte. That's going to be April 12th. That's next Friday. Look into it. I'll be giving you more information up until that day. You know, you just want to sit back and relax. This is Mindful Monday, so I have a lot of information to tell you and a lot of things for you to be mindful.
Thank you.
There is a way, you know, we can all unite, starting with kindness, compassion, and concern. Become individuals who are strong physically, intellectually, and spiritually. To be strong in all three areas is the ideal. Many people may be strong in one or two of these areas, but only when all three are combined can we enjoy a well-balanced life. a life of resounding victory. Those who cultivate such an all-around strength are never, ever defeated. Like I said, it's all about strength, and we can get this done here. This is Mind for Monday. Let me give you something to think about. Add it in. As Mercury is retrograde.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believing is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway back to me. Long time ago, now the doors I needed to get through were always closed.
Storms and rain everywhere I go, but I don't give up 'cause I know. Hey, hey, hey.
Even if they say can't win,
believing you can go where you've never been,
and you can fly high with the strength of all your friends. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you have a way to destiny.
That's right. You know, the inspirational things that I share with you on the show are from my three favorite mentors, Vanessa Berry Makaguchi, Jose Toda, and Daisaku Ikeda, who were educators and teachers of life, okay? My three mentors to teach you how to live, to teach you happiness in your life, and teaching you how to teach others how to do the same. It's about each one teaches one here. And those are from my mentors. So this encouragement that I give you has been embedded in me, and this is the way I live my life. We're true humanitarians here, and life is the most precious thing that can be. So when we start with kindness, compassion, and care, you cannot be a loser. You have to have a victorious end in everything that you do. This is Mindful Monday.
Thank you.
right. We have to keep yearning. We have to keep learning out here. And always, always remember the shoulders that we stand on. Always remember the things that they did for us to continue to move forward. We have to be the storytellers out here. We are the pioneers. This is new beginnings. We have to take care of our youth. We have to tell them the stories. We have to let them see that always, always keep marching forward no matter what, okay? And I'm going to play this song. This is from the play, The Heated Discussions. Just listen to it. Keep it in mind. I want to know, what would they say?
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say? Would they see the news today? The activists, the artists, the writers, would they look at us and see our pain? What would they say?
What would they say if they were here today?
What would they say?
What would they say if they could feel our pain? If they were here today,
what would they say?
What would Malcolm say? What would Martin say? If we choose to fight, would Maya Angelou have a call to utter to help us rise up from this dark, painful gutter? What kind of story would James Baldwin write? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? Lorraine and Barry write a new ballet that deals with all the heartache that we're going through today? If they were here today, oh, if they could feel our pain, I wanna know if they. I wanna know
what would they say
to the breaking news we see?
What would they say?
What would they say if we choose to bend the knee?
What would they say?
Not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke.
What would they say
when he sees a man who was bound to cuff and choke?
What
That's right, it's Mindful Monday out here, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. And what would they say? Keep marching forward. Pain is pain, no matter how you take it, no matter who's going through it. You know, but we can get through this. We can get through this. So keep telling those stories out there, uplifting one another. Each one teaches one. Create that happiness. And I know some happy words to tell you to say. I don't know if you've ever heard them before. You probably have. The words, nam miyoho renge kyo. Nam miyoho renge kyo. Nam miyoho renge kyo. Try to say them. It brings about happiness. Yeah.
Thank you. We care and share with love all through the land.